This is Joan Schumann for the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive, introducing a work from 2015 that continues to resonate. Fit the Description is a composition by Virginia-based phonographer Christopher De Laurenti. It echoes the escalating intensity of 4 days following Michael Brown's murder by Ferguson police. De Laurenti was neither protester nor reporter. In Pulsing Fidelities, he melds audio stripped from files freely uploaded to YouTube, to Periscope, and the now-defunct Vine app. From such a distance, this kind of composed sound stumbles into eerie tension. There are bold remembrances and eulogies woven with murmured epithets by witnesses to a slain body intentionally left on the sidewalk. Memory is ripe for manipulating, and De Laurenti's orchestration of protest examines this through palpable, sometimes contrapuntal recordings. Like his other protest symphonies, sounds aren't just smashed together. Like memory, the stories are rebuilt. De Laurenti's sonic segues through social media and police scanners, even a choreographed elegy of silence and gunshot volleys, serve as a contemporary archive, a conscience, for the events at Ferguson, but also for the contentions of race, for riots' memory. It's a construction that brings us deeply into the maelstrom of police violence and profiled communities. De Laurenti is keen to explore these expanses when he asks about memory in relation to the ephemeral cloud of material where he sourced his narrative. The world was watching the events unfold, blanketing a virtual space of people living day to day with racialized violence. A question formed the backdrop of his composing: what does it mean to be a white artist telling black people's stories? De Laurenti urges us to question our own complicity, no matter our backgrounds, as witnesses nowhere near the site of conflict, perhaps to listen as if we'd never heard these pervasive stories, engenders more empathy. Radio invites both closeness and distance. Fit the Description lures us away from the small screen in our hands into this audible intimacy. Consider further how this very American story comes to our ears from afar as a commission of Australia's National Radio Art Program, Soundproof. Here is Christopher De Laurenti's Fit the Description.
I met Mike 3 years ago.
Okay, we're taking a stealing in progress from 9101.
And he truly became my best friend.
9101 West Florissant. Subject may be leaving the business at this time. Stand by for further.
The day that Mike graduated,
I'm right here.
We went to the graduation and then we took him out to lunch.
Running toward Quick Trip, he took a whole
and
box
his entire talk cars. Was about God. He said, "Cal, I feel like I am God.
Black
I got
male,
so
white
much
t-shirt.
Going inside of me."
And I just said he just walked out of the store.
We spent so much time together just talking about God.
I don't
he
see
was truly curious about what God had to offer. About a month ago, we both completed the first book of Genesis and Revelation. And that really, that truly opened his heart and his mind to God.
There's nobody
walking
here
a long roadway.
You'll have
Mike called on a Tuesday and I was out for testing. And he talked to his dad and he asked where I was and his dad said that I was out for testing. And he said, "Well, Dad, I got something I want to tell you." And he said, "Well, what, son?"
He's with another male. He's got a red Cardinals hat, white t-shirt, yellow socks, and khaki shorts. He's walking up back to the room.
And he said, "Well, Dad, I got something I want to tell you." And he said, "Well, what, son?"
He peered into the woodwork.
He He said, I don't think the cow's going to
make it. Dispatch, can you relay? I couldn't hear him.
His dad got upset and he hung up the phone. When I came back in the room, his dad was upset. And he said, your son had ticked me off again. And I said, well, what Mike do now? And he didn't even want to share it with me, but I got it out of him. And he said, Mike said he didn't think that you were going to make it.
21, you're out on Canfield.
24, I'm close.
24 is your location on Canfield.
His dad got upset and he hung up the phone.
25, I'm going out on Canfield.
His dad was upset. And he said, your son had ticked me off. And I said, well, what Mike do now? And he didn't even want to share it with me, but I got it out of him.
Where's the other one?
He said, Mike said he didn't think that you were going to make it. And I said, was that all that he said? He said, I don't know, because I hung up the phone. The day that I was getting discharged, Mike was the one that called me within moments of me getting my discharge papers. And he said, hey, Ma. I said, hey, son, how you doing? He said, I'm doing good.
23, I'm going to be 10-8 from Kirk. 24 remaining, and I'll be en route to Canfield, is it?
Claire, Canfield and Copper Creek.
I want to talk to you for a few days, but I haven't been able to. And he said, I think Daddy upset with me. And I said, well, why?
EMS
is en route. Because I didn't think that you were going to make it. And I said, well, why did you say that, Mike? He said, because I've been dreaming of death.
1023 at 1204.
Get us several more units over here. There's going to be a problem.
May I have any available emergency units to respond to Canfield and Copper Creek?
Our investigation showed that members of Ferguson's police force frequently escalate rather than diffuse tensions with the residents that they encounter.
And they're requesting more units at Canfield and Copper Creek. Also,
we've seen a resident who could taste the
boy. Why are they like,
we're going to need crowd control here.
And I said, well, why did you say that, Mike? He said, because I've been dreaming of death. I've been seeing pictures of death. He said, I see bloody sheets hanging on the clothesline. And it just, it truly touched my heart. And when I went out there and I saw Mike, that's exactly what he was laying up on. So he pretty much prophesied his own death and didn't even realize
Canfield and Copper Creek.
You can get out on this side down now. It's over.
Go all the way around?
Yeah, you can go around that way.
Did the police shoot this boy for real, man?
Yeah, police shot him, man.
Michael Brown, the intersection of Canfield Court and Copper Creek Court.
Are you fucking serious, man? The police killed this boy? I'm telling you, I heard like eight shots. It was like four, and then it was like four more. It was like pop, and stop for a minute.
Police, how many times you heard that? Police was like.
And our findings indicated that the overwhelming majority of force, almost 90%, is directed against African Americans.
They didn't move Mike Brown for 4.5 hours.
All I have is my body.
Killed him for no reason. First, and they just killed this nigga for no reason.
For no fucking reason.
That's make my motherfucking sense. Ain't nobody taking off with this motherfucker. I put them on. I'm breaking my motherfucking lease. Fuck that. They killed that boy for no motherfucking reason. She talking about some investment.
I heard nothing. I'm not this time of the day. Want no fireworks in this hood.
I'm in a bathroom in a shower. You not finna.
What he do? What do he do?
Do you see a gun? Do you see a knife? Do you see anything that would have caused a threat to these motherfucking police officers? They shot that boy because they wanted to shoot that boy.
Wait, hold on. What? Wait a minute. They just killed dude.
In the middle of the motherfucking street.
That's why they killed me. What's up, Steve?
They have no reason. That's why they ass getting hot now.
So I'm gonna call this shit in. This is ridiculous. You can't even be black and walk around this motherfucking neighborhood no more. Boy, ain't doing shit. He dressed up out of the people's house. So how you do that?
We gonna go out together.
Dang, he dead as a motherfucker.
Right, mama. Mama.
Dead body in the street. Furry from clown, killed this nigga for no reason. Up around here, man. Come detail. Come homicide pulling up. Homicide pulling up. Just say I got this shit taped off. I heard the gunshots came outside my phone. Ass nigga laying in the middle of the street dead. Brains all on the motherfucking street. I wish I could zoom this motherfucker in. I ain't gonna cross this yellow tape, this gun line, boss.
Lifeless. What would you like to say to the residents of Ferguson right now and to the surrounding areas here in St. Louis that are listening to you right now on Hot 104.1?
Please remain calm. Give us an opportunity to conduct a professional, thorough investigation of this. Our one mission, our main mission is and has always been to protect the public. And we want to continue to do that. We want to make sure that we have and can gain and regain the trust of the people.
The 10th of August, 2014.
You don't do a dog like that. Recorded the whole thing, took pictures, and she showed me a picture on her phone. She said, ain't this your son? And I just bawled even harder because just to see that my son laying her lifeless for no apparent reason.
Y'all still for this. This is my dead at night. At this time, we gonna be here for 2 weeks if we have to. It ain't going away. It's not. Y'all got to stop doing this. I don't want y'all killing my child because she walk out the door.
This is really a piece we want. It's nothing to
peace. It's not a peace march anymore.
Get your cash. What's wrong with y'all?
There it is. There it is. Hey, listen up. The ones that's out here for the protest, we might need to just...
No.
Because we got people that's over there that's not for the protest. They just breaking into stuff, and this is our community.
That's right. That's
so
right.
That don't make sense. Thank are we here for the protest? Be here for the protest.
How many black businesses over here? How many black businesses?
Reds and broken friends. Reds and broken friends.
It's like Reds all up. Reds is black owned. This is the line right here. Stretches across the entire street.
I don't gotta know, but I know you don't want everybody's moving and driving store. Same place where I gotta live and my son gotta live and everybody else gotta live. I'm black, but I still know.
There's such a wall.
I don't even think I could count the number of police vehicles out here. 4, 8.
And use of dogs.
K-9.
Just to get through their day.
This is war, man. This is war. 12. Shit, they stretch on. For as far as my eye can see, they stretch on. No problem. No problem. All right, no problem. No problem. They told me to stay out the street. I don't see the purpose in that. They're letting everybody break into businesses, but they're keeping us out of the street. is crazy. This is crazy.
They bombing on us now. They bombing on us now. And they got us blocked in from the other side. Are they shooting?
My car is down there. How do I get out?
You have to go all the way around.
All the way around to where?
Go back. I just told you.
No, back to where? My car is back that way.
You have to go all the way around.
Around on what street? That's when. How far do you go? I'm sorry?
Get that out.
You guys created the barricade. You can't tell me how to get back to my car? I'm trying to get out of here safely. I told you, it's down there. Like right before Northland.
See the street right here? You're going to have to walk all the way around all of us.
What street right here? This West main West. I'm trying to walk around. You said I couldn't. I'm trying to walk around right here where there's. Trying to walk around this way because my car is over there. So which way are you telling me to walk? I'm genuinely trying to get back to my car.
Walk all the way down that way till all the police in, across the street.
So you gonna send me back where it's dangerous and people are rioting and looting when I'm trying to walk in police presence to get back to safety?
Well, you shouldn't have come down here.
I shouldn't have come down here. I have a right to be wherever I am.
You're correct.
I have a right to be wherever I am. Yeah. And I can come down here to peacefully protest. Can I not?
Yeah.
So to tell me I shouldn't have come down here, that's the exact attitude that got them doing what they're doing. That's not helpful. Officer Neff. Who? Who should have known it was going to happen? Why should I have known it was going to happen?
It's common sense.
Common sense how?
Don't watch news.
Because there's an injustice? Injustices happen to black people every day.
The 12th of August, 2014.
Don't put my face in it.
There's a sniper rifle on this man. You can see a laser go on his chest every time he walks through here.
Put the camera on him! Point the gun at me!
I demand justice for Mike Brown.
Well, justice isn't here right now.
Helicopters are up in the sky.
Oh, you think this shit is funny?
And all these officers,
this is not funny.
African Americans were twice as likely as white residents.
How am I making this funny? I'm demanding justice for him. I'm from a different town. If I was there, I'd be out there protesting.
They were 26% less likely to carry contraband.
Well, I'm just gonna go ahead and, since I do have your phone number here, I just, figure we'll just go ahead and pay you a visit later on with the FBI.
All right, that's totally fine.
But I guess if you have a big
to be so afraid when you get pulled over for even for like a tail light, for example, you cringe.
It ain't just about Mike Brown. It's about people being harassed out here all the time. That's why they losing stuff. It ain't just about Mike Brown. It's about all these people out here getting harassed. Jumped out on for no reason.
African Americans made up over 90% of those charged with a highly discretionary offense described as, and I quote, manner of walking along roadway, unquote.
The 13th of August, 2014.
Well, they brought all these people out here because they said that we couldn't get together peacefully without resorting to savagery. So they brought all these people out here
to communicate to unfriendly civilians from within the safety of their armored vehicles.
Why won't they release the autopsy report, though? Why won't they release the autopsy report? Why won't they let us know how many times he got shot exactly and where? Because y'all know he was not supposed to get shot.
The police are doing exactly
what they don't want the protesters to do. They say they don't want the protesters in the street, so the police come and block the street, and the protesters say, hell, the street's already blocked on both ends by the police. Why can't we stand in the street?
A white line, not jaywalking, not standing in the middle of the street.
And why did they
arrest you?
The tanks,
you need to come and speak to them.
Come on up
in now.
Say their names so I can put it on Twitter.
I don't move, I'll be arrested.
Sure.
Yes,
sir.
Y'all come on, stand behind.
Come on, stand
behind. Stand behind.
Including arresting people for talking back to officers, for recording their public activity.
Introduced in 2003, LRAD is a powerful communication system that can determine intent, create large safety zones, peacefully resolve uncertain situations, preserve wildlife, and prevent aircraft.
Then they tell the people they can't do it.
Peacefully assemble 29 feet away from this vehicle. That's what was established before. You can continue peacefully assembling.
25 feet. We want to stay out here all fucking
night. Yeah, right, step back 25 feet.
I'm 25 feet away from the vehicle. You may peacefully assemble 25 feet away.
Come on, y'all.
They gon' shoot.
Step back from the vehicle. You must continue moving back to your 25 feet away. You may peacefully assemble there. 25 feet.
I
got a question.
You got a question?
And riot gear.
I got a question. How many of you pigs have already got bodies on you?
All you hoes!
Now mind you,
have already killed people.
Just said,
in Iraq,
it was a peaceful protest.
In Iraq,
there would be no problems. Not so. Not so at all.
Or here.
You demanded to leave.
How many?
Until the news cameras.
Little show of hands, maybe.
Over there by the good chill. We are all make a bow.
We are all make a bow.
Up there by the pigs. We are all make a bow.
We are all make a bow.
The news cameras planted themselves in the street. And if they planted themselves in the street, the tone changed completely. It was like, we ask you that you move for your safety to either Canfield Green or walk down West Florida. Funny how that worked.
They don't have no name tags on nothing.
Overwhelming majority of force, almost 90%, is directed against African Americans. This deeply alarming statistic points to one of the most pernicious aspects of the conduct that our investigation uncovered, that these policing practices disproportionately harm African American residents. In fact, our review of the evidence found no alternative explanation for the disproportionate impact on African American residents other than implicit and explicit racial bias. No other basis. Between October 2012 and October 2014, despite making up only 67% of the population, African Americans accounted for a little over 85% of all traffic stops by the Ferguson Police Department.
I can't manipulate policy right now. Right? I can't ask the president to do something today. All I have is my body. All I can do is go somewhere and show support, but that's all I can do right now.
In a 30-degree beam, over distances ranging from 500 feet away, keep your beam from being shot.
You must disperse immediately. You must disperse immediately. This is no longer a peaceful protest when you try to injure people. You must disperse now.
Oh shit, somebody just threw a bottle.
Sitting down, begging for the protesters not to run. There it goes there, now firing onto the crowd.
No, shit, coming out of fucking rifles. They shooting them?
They shooting the rubber bullets out of
home. Oh, I thought they were shooting the fucking canister.
Nah, they shot the weapon and took that, bro. We can throw them up right back at them, bro.
No, they shoot back!
Fucking stop doing something
to him! Get that weapon in the door, bro! That's right! Look at it! Hey, I got the same Roman candles! Who give a fuck?
The world
is now fired onto the crowd for a second time. I'm wearing a gas mask tomorrow.
Right. In neighborhood!
In the neighborhood!
Hey, that's my brother! He's sitting on fire!
Thank you. We'll continue to record this.
Whitney, on the right.
That's what I'm not understanding. How can they make him go home if they do nothing illegal?
Right
there,
white car, right in front of the white car, thug.
Why are you up on the porch with me and Adrian out here?
Y'all tripping. I ain't getting no hit with no bullets. Y'all the news people, y'all safe right here. Y'all come sit on my porch. Y'all get front class information. Cause they gonna start bombing this motherfucker. They gonna, it's gonna be Iraq. When the whole thing first started, for real, you can voice me, just don't put my face on there. When the whole thing first started, them kids were sitting in the middle of the street, Indian style, crisscross, apple right. St. Louis County shot rubber bullets, mace, and let them dogs out.
And use of dogs
that was before the Quick Trip got on fire.
Appears to have been
they started that. That's what started the riot. Then when the riot broke out, they left us here to die. We said, tell them the tape gonna blow up. They said, we're
racist. A person bit by a police dog.
That's what they told. They trying to get it. They wrong. They don't have no resources around here. They telling these kids peace. They keeping these kids oppressed, depressed, undereducated. The school districts are failing. They don't want to give them nothing. They start the shit, they ignite the fire, then they run their ass out there to their county houses and tear up our stuff.
We just heard Fit the Description, whose full title includes a place and a timestamp, Ferguson, 9th to 13th, August 2014. It was composed by American sound artist Christopher De Laurenti a year after the brutal murder of Michael Brown by Ferguson police. It was first commissioned for radio by Australia's national program Soundproof in 2015. To learn more about the artist and this work, visit the Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.